it's hard work at the Stormers, and this has been coming through, I think, two or three seasons that the bulk of the squad have been gelling together, you know, and then you just add a bit of spice like a Warwick, you know, here and there, and guys coming in. So, you know, Marnie coming in, which just contributes, you know, towards that whole, you know, that brotherhood that we have there. And they just slot in so well, you know, just to spend time with these guys. It's obviously, you know, the value that we get spending time off the field with one another. I think we can see the value of that on the field, you know, because there all of a sudden this chemistry, we get along.
Hello, welcome to Dan's Got Change with Bright Rock as the Dan Nicholls Show works its way through season 15, a season that will feature, as always, an assortment of superstars. And I've got one of them here this morning, just not in his most recognised environment. Normally he's terrorising opposition on the rugby field. Instead, we find him on the golf course. Good morning, Ronald.
How's it, Dan? Nice to be with you guys, man.
A little bit of a change from the normal sporting space we see you in. Is this the way that you let off some steam and relax and get your head out of the game of rugby?
I would like to think so, but I think sometimes this actually just increases my frustration. I'm not on the level where Kitsi, you know, and Nietling is in the team, but I mean, it's still good to get on the off day and, you know, play around a golf with a couple of friends. So, yeah, no, it's good.
It is a welcome distraction. It's not the only one you have, though. Aside from rugby, tell me about the love of art and design and that side of it, Ruan.
Yeah, so actually growing up, I always knew, you know, that I had a love of actually drawing and, you know, designing stuff. And actually to a point where I actually studied graphic design, you know. So, yeah, it's just something I enjoy. It's a stress relief now, you know, while it's not paying my salary. But, yeah, it's just something that I really, really enjoy getting behind the camera.
So that could be life after rugby. There's still plenty of life to rugby, although already it's been a full and exciting career and one with plenty of differences. We see you with the DHL Stormers now, but 6-7 years ago, if we'd been doing this interview, it would have been around the seventh star and Olympic Games being the main topic of conversation.
When I heard that, I wasn't even in the seventh structure, sorry, when I heard that the seventh is going to join the Olympics. And I was actually telling myself, yo, it'll be amazing actually just to be a part of that. And obviously leading up to 2016, I broke my collarbone, so I missed the Rio Olympics. And then, you know, I think that just lit a flame in me, you know, that hunger and desire was still there to try and accomplish Tokyo 2020, which I obviously got injured again, but I was lucky enough to travel with the team, you know, as a traveling reserve with the potential still to play. So just to be there in the village, you know, seeing all these athletes that you only see on TV, you know, being with the boys in the change room, obviously on the field, it's such a special occasion, and it's obviously the elite of the elite of the sporting world.
I sense there's a great similarity between the Blitzbox and the Stormers in that, aside from being rather good rugby players, there seems to be a real friendship to the squad, a really close-knit atmosphere in both teams that is so crucial to success.
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously at the Sevens, you know, it's a bit easier because we're a smaller squad. I mean, so that interaction is more regular between one another, and it's almost more personal. I've always been a big fan of, you know, the better we get along off the field, the better it's going to go on the field. And I think that's one of the main things at the Stormers which we got right, is that chemistry between us off the field just made it so much lackier and better on the field as well.
To close off, Ruan, pick two people for me, one from your time with the Blitzbox, one from your time with the DHL Stormers. Who's the best roommate to have, the best touring companion, the lieutenant you'd want by your side?
Look, at the Sevens, I always used to room with Shakes. You know, he's such a cool guy. You know, me and Shakey come along a long way. You know, he's been my groomsman at my wedding. You know, so Shaky, I think, is there. But in terms of a good time, you know, chats, guy that's a bit crazy, it's Chris Dry as well. So I'm a bit torn between the two, you know. So at the Sevens and then at the Stormers, it'll have to be Siya Bello. Just once again, you know, like we've been through so much at our time at the Sevens, and then obviously now just carrying that onto the Stormers. So, you know, we just clicked back then, and now we still click there.
Two wonderful teammates. I think they'd be greatly honoured at getting that particular selection. Ruan, you've got a round of 68 to complete at Strand, so good luck with the golf. Good luck with the rugby. And, thanks for always being a good friend to the Dan Nicholls Show.
No, thanks, Dan. Thanks so much for having me. And it's always enjoyable to be with you.
So there we go. A top amateur golfer, a world-class rugby player, and possibly an award-winning designer and cinematographer in years to come. That's Ruan Nel talking to me on Dan's Got Change with Bright Rock.